Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 145 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the nation's station, Radio GH, on Sunday, 3rd of December, 2023. Happy birthday, Susan Power, and loads of good wishes to both you and Simon. Hope you enjoyed the Bonnie Swans of Crickey. Today we are going to start with three simple enough dances to get us warmed up. First is a jig by Alan Horsfell of Leeds and Harrogate, called the Oban Road. Ones lead down and up for a three-couple promenade. Ones and twos dance a chain progression, six hands round and back. I have chosen the track for The Lantern of the North by Andrew Rankin and his band. Thank you. Mountain of the North is Elgin Cathedral, so diametrically opposed to Oban, but Andrew Rankin played some great tunes. The Quarryman and Juniper Jig by Charles F. Sherritt, his own tune John Finlayson's Jig, and Isabel Taylor Bell by George Bell. Following on from a dance with the two-couple chain progression, we will have my teaching dance, The Lonely Chaperone, as our 8-time Strass Bay. This dance shows first couple what their track would be in a chaperone chain progression. I was finding this quite difficult to get understood once three couples were involved. In my dance, twos and threes just dance right hands across and back with the left, while the ones dance all the way round them in 8 bars. In the first 8 bars of the dance, ones dance down the middle and back to second place facing out. Then the 8 bars just explained. Then all advance, retire, and turn 2 hands for 4 bars, 6 hands round and back. For this today, we are going to hear Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band from the Newcastle Collection. 7 tunes beginning and ending with The Beauty of the North, and containing 2 Andrew Rankin tunes, 2 by Jimmy Shand and 1 by his son, Jimmy Shand Jr.
Thank you.
The Beauty of the North is by Captain Simon Fraser, Peter Sanderson Strass Bay by Andrew Rankin, Miss Audrey Hinchcliffe Strass Bay, Jimmy Shand Sr., Morag Hutton's Strass Bay, Shand Jr., and then Jimmy Shand's compliments to Miss Milligan, Mary and Morris Cooper by Andrew Rankin, and lastly, Miss Irene Fiddler Strass Bay by Christopher Blair, all played by the Danelaw Band on the 1974 LP Tunes from the Newcastle Collection. Our first reel today, and keeping with the teaching theme, is a reel for Alice, which I have been using when faced with a class of 20 dancers, at least half of which have been dancing for less than a year. In this Roy Goldring dance, one's crossed down on bar 1 and bar 32 of their turn, dancing entirely on their opposite sides. I miss that feature out when dealing with so many beginners, and the dance still works well, introducing mirror reels and figures of 8 on the sides. The music is from Muriel Johnston and Ian Robertson's CD, Full Circle, which they recorded in 2017 for dances from the book A Reel for Alice and Other Dances. For Alice, Ian and Muriel played Harriet by Neil Gow, The Morning After by Eric Allen, Stanley Byrne and The Duchess, both by Muriel Johnston. December 2nd should be called Napoleon's Day. On this day, in 1804, Napoleon Bonaparte crowned himself Emperor of the French in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Exactly a year later, French troops under his command decisively defeated a joint Russo-Austrian force in the Battle of Austerlitz, part of the War of the Third Coalition. Then, fast forward 46 years, French President Louis-Napoleon Bonaparte, nephew of Napoleon I, overthrew the Second Republic on December 2, 1851, and on that anniversary a year later became Emperor of the French as Napoleon III. Obviously, Napoleon had little or no effect on Scottish dancing. But as just 2 weeks ago, one of Napoleon Bonaparte's famous hats was sold at auction in Paris for 1.9 million euros, I thought we'd have this four-couple strathspey by Barry Skelton called The Frenchman's Hat. Longwise set, ones and fours cross right hand and cast inwards, as twos and fours set and dance to the ends. Ones and fours now in the middle, set and half right hand across. Repeat those eight bars from new positions, finishing 4-3-2-1. Top and bottom, set and half left hand across, all set and cross right hand to 3-4-1-2. Top three couples half reel of three on the sides, then all half reel of four on the sides to 2-3-4-1. I have chosen a generic strathspey track from Marian Anderson's first album, Bordering on Scottish.
Thank you.
Those tunes from Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band were Mr. Dolph Morris's Strathspey by Peter Keir, Miss Douglas's Strathspey by Robert McIntosh, Marjorie and Richard McLaughlin by Alistair Fraser, and the Bobby Harvey Strathspey by Angus Fitchett. For the second half of the programme, we are moving on to December the 4th. In 1872, the crewless American brigantine Mary Celeste was found drifting in the Atlantic by the Canadian brig Dei Gratia. The ship had been abandoned for 9 days, was only slightly damaged, and her master, Benjamin Briggs, and the 9 others known to have been aboard, which included the captain's wife and baby daughter, were never accounted for. We'll have a four-couple jig, No Ghosts A-Roamin', by Sue McKinnell. Ones and fours set, first man followed by his partner casts the third place, while fourth lady followed by her partner casts a second place, as twos and threes step out. Fours and ones left-hand turn. Then the fours dance a right shoulder reel on the diagonal with second lady, while ones dance equivalently with third lady in 6 bars. Fours and ones left-hand turn into right shoulder reels of three on the other diagonal, fours with second man, ones with third lady, and again turn left-hand. Fours and ones still on opposite sides, right-hand across, and half figure of eight through the nearest end to 2, 4, 1, 3. Sue McKinnell recommends the recording for Old Spedling Castle's Ghost by Green Ginger. These were four tunes by James Porteous. Old Spedling Castle's Ghost was an ancestor. So we had the named tune, Lady Rossie's Jig, Captain Ferguson's Jig, and Lieutenant Charles Clapperton's Jig, recorded by Green Ginger in 1999. Now we'll have a 3x32 bar reel called Celestial Perturbations. That is just a nod to Mary Celeste. And this dance was devised in 2016 by Lara Friedman Shedloff for Audrey Sallow, a Twin Cities dancer and lover of astronomy. Ones and twos dance a double figure of eight, then three couples mirror reels of three on the sides, finishing ready for double triangles, at the end of which ones face each other and three set advancing for ones and threes to dance a poussette. Thinking back to our ship, I found a recording called Lucky Pieces of Eight, played by Neil Baron and his band, on the Valin Suite 1 CD. Appropriately, three traditional hornpipes, the Miller's, Kirk's and the Cambridge hornpipes, played by Neil Baron and his band. The most appropriate dance I could find is The Ship in Full Sail by Bill Forbes from his Craigievar Book 2, which is a five-couple jig. The most important part is bars 1 and 2. Ones and threes are the dancing couples, and they cross down one place right hand as twos and fours step up, and then all the men, except fifth man, face down, and all the ladies, except second lady, face up. Being there at the end of bar two is absolutely crucial, and after that, the dancing couples are always just where they need to be. It is a great dance, and worth practicing those first few bars ad nauseam until you really could do it in your sleep. Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band play a great track for it. in full sail and trip to Glasgow are traditional. Jim McAllister's Jig is by Callum McLean. Drunken Crook and Duke by Graham Mitchell. And the Gobby O is traditional. For a Strathspey, this is ultramarine. Once you start going along a track of a theme, you have to think laterally. A 4x40 Strathspey by Peter Hastings, published in the New Scotland 60th Anniversary Book. Once dance down, half turn two hands, and dance up to face first corners. Set and turn first corners, set and turn second corners, finish on opposite sides. Once have an 8-bar solo track to finish back in original places, or dance half reels of four on the sides, then top three dance half reels of three. Top and bottom dance a diamond poo set. The recommended recording is Ship of Grace, so we're still on theme, with this recording by Ian Holmes and his band with Ian Powery. Thank you. Ship of Grace is by Nan Main. The Lass o' Corrie Mill is traditional. Margaret's Fancy by Ian and Bill Powery. And Provost Skene's House is another by Nan Main. The album was Highlander Music, Volume 4. Two more ghosts to finish with. First, another dance by Sue McKinnell, devised in 2014 for Mary Jo, who asked for a dance with a permanent ghost when there are only 5 people available to dance. The ghost and Mary Jo looks like a 3-couple longwise set with no third lady and is in jig time. One set, cast, set, and turn left hand to first man facing second lady, his partner behind him. They dance a right shoulder tandem rail of 3 across with the 2s, changing the lead at the end so first lady is facing third man, and they now dance a right shoulder tandem rail on the men's side. Ones finish in second place, own side. Ones turn right hand, all set, first man casts to third place as third man steps up. So first lady is now partnering third man, and they are the new 2s. Sue recommends dancing 6 times through, so a chance to use the new Jim Lindsay recording for the broadsword. Those 3 tunes were Echoes of Oban by Donald McPherson, Willie Tate by George M. Anderson, and Troy's Wedding by Colin McGee. The CD is Formation Foundations, the Green CD, recently released by me, and Jim Lindsay and his band were playing. Our final ghost is The Restless Ghost by Angela Bolteel in the Ribble Valley Book. Another wonderful recording from Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band, and all the people, too many to mention, who love the Glasgow Reel. But particularly Jill Burrows, I've been missing your sandwiches while the Stagger Inn has been closed for refurbishment. Also Stephen Hughes and Grant McDougall. Enjoy the last dance. Drowsy Maggie, Sandy Dove, Tail Toddle and Tam Lin played with all their usual verve by the Glen Craig Band. And so to play out. Well, back to Napoleon, because I did find this track on Stepping on the Bridge by Hamish Moore, which begins with Battle of Waterloo, then Wee Highland Laddie, and 8th Argyle's Farewell to the 116th Regiment, Deline. Thank you to Ewan and Andy, and happy birthday again to Susan Power. Thank you all for tuning in, and next week we may have a few Christmas tunes. Bye!